we all carry squads. It's funny enough, the other day I was looking at the great Aston Villa team that won the European Cup. Mm. And you look at the photograph and there's 14, 15 players. You know, that's all. Mm. That's all it was then. You know, and then you have your reserves after that who played in the reserve team. And now we obviously carry squads of 24, 25 players. So it's important that them players get game time. And of course, the ideal time as well, if you've got a couple of young players to go and give them the head as well. So, you know, it's not a disrespect to the FA Cup, because I'd never do that, because it's given me arguably some of the best days of my life. Mm. But it's a reality that, well, you know, we've just played 4 games in 8 days. Here's a chance to utilise the squad, give a few young lads. So all the supporters who are coming tomorrow, I'll tell them now that that's what we're doing. It's an ideal opportunity to come and see 3 or 4 of the young players who've been knocking on the door. Mm. And hope that I've got the mixture right, that we can still get through to the next round.
I think you said after the game that Andre Green would be playing this one, and that'd be good to see him back out there as well.
Well, on the quiet, you know, Andre Green has been one of them where, you know, he's had a horrible injury, and he's gone with, for me, Grealish, Jedinak, Codger, Terry. They've all had bad injuries, and Greeny had a really good start to the season, and it'll be good to see him back, because we all know what an exciting talent he is. You know, we've seen a little glimpses of Hepburn Murphy. Mm. We've seen James Bree, who we bought as a 19-year-old. So all of these players will be involved, and let's see how they do.
Mm. And just in terms of some ways, I presume even if he was fit, you wouldn't be putting John Terry out tomorrow, or would you?
John Terry's playing.
He is playing?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, again, another one of those ways you've been
sorting. So it gives me the ideal opportunity. Lansbury will be involved. John Terry will start, Andre Green will start. All the people who need a game, it's the ideal scenario for John in particular, where hopefully he gets through it, that's the main thing. And he'll stand us in good stead for next week.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the second half of the season, because you've always said, if you're there or thereabouts at the turn of the year, things matter. There's a different kind of emphasis if you're there in the second half of the season. The bigger games come around, a little bit more pressure on them. So, how do you set about the second half?
Well, you're right. It was imperative that we're there or thereabouts, in which we are. And always in the back of my mind was, surely we're going to have a better and more fully equipped. I mean, I've been without Grealish and Lansbury and Terry and Codger and Jedinak for months. Mm. So it was in the back of my mind that these will be coming back. Now, I hope they can have an influence. We've already seen the influence of Jack twice now in the last 4 games. He's been nothing short of outstanding. And for fair credit to him, I think I mentioned it before, that he's worked extremely hard. I think the injury shocked him. Mm-hmm. He's worked extremely hard in the gym. Fair place to Ollie, the lad who's done lots with him, and it's bearing fruit. So my approach is, surely we're not going to be dealt the luck what we've just been dealt with the first 4 or 5 months of the season, what where big players will stay fit. Being Aston Villa, we're used to performing in front of big crowds, big expectation. Mm. I hope that gives us an edge for when the tickly bit starts, because all sorts happens. Mm. Players lose form, lose that little bit of confidence, and of course when the tickly bit starts, then you're playing under pressure, which hopefully will suit us. We're used to playing under pressure. This place is like a pressure cooker all the time. So hopefully that will stand us in good stead.
Mm-hmm. And just on Grealish, he seems to be this year putting the end product on the end of his game. Is that fair comment?
Well, you know, he's a man and he's only 22. And let's be fair, he's had probably 6 managers in his young career. So he's gone from one manager to the next one, to this one, to that one, to the other one. And also he's had personnel around him which might not have been ideal. I hope that he's grasped. The one thing about Jack Grealish, which you cannot deny, he enjoys and loves a game of football. If he wasn't playing for Aston Villa tomorrow, and he would be playing with his mates, I'm convinced of that. He's that type. You know, he enjoys playing football. I thought the other night he was terrific. And it shouldn't be right that I single out him, but he only had to be in the stand to witness what a talent the kid is. Now, hopefully he's grasped it. He's grasped the situation. He's 22-year-old, starting to mature slightly. I'll guard that a little bit. But as I said, he's a football nut, and let's hope he can go and fulfil all the potential, because there's been question marks about him, and it's my job to keep his feet on the ground, keep him in order, and make sure that he keeps producing. But if he keeps playing like he did the other night, and he did at Derby, in the four games we've had him back, he's done very, very well. Pleased.
And just finally from me, the question you're probably getting asked by me more than January transfer window, loans, etc., etc. I mean, what can we expect anyway? There's nothing already.
Well, I think it's vitally important that, you know, we be as honest as we possibly can with the supporters. Mm. And I think they understand the situation, that we won't go in and buy in anybody. However, the 2-3 loan players we've got in this year have done fantastically well. Onoma, Snodgrass, Sam Johnson have all been big part of the team. Can I go on? Is there a couple of players out there who can come and give us a hand, who can be as influential as them three? That's the challenge. Very, very difficult, I have to say, in January. But we'll keep trying. We've got one or two things bubbling, and some of the reports are nonsense, but we've got one or two things bubbling, and let's see if we can add to the squad in the next couple of weeks.
Picking up some good results, Steve. What's been the difference? I mean, you've had injuries, and yet you're still picking up results. What's the difference?
Tom, we've been consistent. We've played consistently well. We had a horrible second half at Brentford. If you look, apart from the first three games of the season, we've done okay. You know, we've managed to stay there or thereabouts. We have had some, dealt some cruel blow in injuries, and we've managed to keep just ticking along. We've now got, apart from Codger, most of them back on the training pitch, which is good. So that'll stand us in good stead. All credit to the squad. Not easy. Hasn't been easy, but we've stuck at it, and produced our best performance of the season against Bristol. It was an incredible game. I mean, helped by Lee as well. I have to say that Lee Johnson opened his team up in the second half, and he went for it and made for a wonderful spectacle.
But nevertheless, you've got players now that probably might not have been in the team if everybody was fit, but they've showed you that when they're all fit, you've got a decent squad.
I've been saying that since the start. We have had a decent squad, a very decent squad, and we've had to, because of the problems we've had. So fair play to all the squad. Now the players who we've got are ready to mark their challenge, and that competition is always my biggest weapon. So 20 games to go, FA Cup tie to look forward to tomorrow, 20 games in the league, all to play for.
Some of the defensive work, Stephen, I know you're a defender, but the defenders seem to have matured. James Chester, perhaps Alan Hutton playing left back. These are people that weren't at their best at one time here, but now have matured into good players.
Yeah, they have done very, very well. I mean, of course, getting Jedinak back, he protects. I don't think there's anybody better than what he does in terms of, he did it for years with Palace, where he sits in front of the back four and really is where he marshals everybody around him, and very, very good at it. So that helped. And you're right, James Chester's been immaculate, had a very, very good season. And I think that's vitally important, defensively, for me, you look at all the good teams, and yes, they've got a flamboyance, of course, but defensively, they're rock solid too.
You mentioned earlier Jack Grealish. He looks physically stronger, is that fair to say?
And
much more mature. Yeah. Doesn't seem to spend so much time on the ground.
Well, to be fair, there's a people going get after him. But I think fair play to Jack. He's now 22-year-old. I said it before in midweek that the fitness and strength and conditioning coach, Ollie, has worked wonders with him. And I think the injury might have shocked him. He had a bad injury and he ruptured one of his kidneys, for goodness sake. So that time out from the game has had him to have a look at it. I mean, the one thing about Jack, which we all like about him, he's a very, very likeable lad, and he's a football nut. You know, if he wasn't playing for Aston Villa tomorrow, he'd be playing with his mates from the park. You know, I mean, he's that sort of type. So let's hope he's matured. It's my job to keep his feet on the ground, because we all know what a good talent he is. But it's us to now take away this talent and make sure that everybody says, just Jack Grealish, what a good player he is. And I think that's the most important thing.
He looks like, with everything he's got, he could be almost anything in the game he wants to be.
Well, you were there and you witnessed it the other night, Tom, where he was terrific, the kid. And but you're right, he's now sort of, you look at him and look at him as the physique on him as a man. Mm. He's not just like a boy now. He looks as if he's really, really matured and developed. And fair play to everybody around him, because it couldn't have been easy for Jack, you know. He's had, what, I think I might be his seventh manager in his in his young career. So he's had that many people barking instructions at him. So let's hope that we can see him keep performing the way he has been.
Just finally, the FA Cup, you were very successful in the FA Cup. Is it, and a lot of the fans will be thinking, well, it's not important, you know, because it's the Premier League qualification is important. But for most of a generation, the FA Cup's vital.
Tom, I witnessed it on hand when we took Hull to the FA Cup final. And you ask the supporters, yes, they've been in Premier League, of course they have. You ask the vast majority of supporters, it's the best day out they've had in their life to get to an FA Cup final. It's given me some of the best days of my career, an FA Cup final. We got there with Hull a couple of years ago against Arsenal. It's still a fantastic spectacle. And look, all of us now carry squads of 24, 25 players. I've got to give this squad, and some of them need the game through injury, and it's an ideal time for me to have a look at the young players, what we've got, which are going to be the future of the club. So anybody coming to Villa Park tomorrow, I'll say it now, that the lads who need a game, John Terry, for example, it's a great game for him. He'll play, and I've got four or five of the young ones who are going to play, and let's hope they go and grasp it.